We can take a good look at the first reading and the gospel. Koheleth continuously talks about vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What he's really talking about as we come to our present age is this. If you can remember, be it your graduation from high school, be it your graduation from college, the first time that you went for a job interview, and it was a job which you really wanted, and let's say even you graduated from college and this was going to be your livelihood, in the sense that shortly after you were going to get married. So you sat down with the human resource person, vice president, CEO, whatever it was, and you began to talk. And you began also to ask questions in the sense of, what is the salary range? Very reasonable question, for you had hoped that indeed someday you would marry and have a family. What's the vacation package? What is your insurance like? Then you also wanted to know, well, do you have a 401k plan in the sense that you were hoping to retire with your wife? You didn't want to put on your, well, there aren't no bumpers anymore, but you can remember those signs. We spent our children's inheritance on the big RVs or the big automobiles that went. And these are the things that Koheleth, we're talking now back in the Old Testament, if he were living today, he'd say, vanity of vanities. We, living in this day and age, they're really necessities. Let's be very honest. You look at insurance. You want a vacation package. You want a decent salary. You want decent working conditions. It goes on and on. It doesn't mean that the Old Testament is wrong. It's just that the Old Testament is written and pertains to what was taking place at that particular time. It doesn't mean we cast it aside. The explanation of that first reading takes place in the gospel itself. The man who certainly had a bountiful harvest and had to build an awful lot of more barns or a larger barn, and then to have the comment, what shall I do now? Eat, drink, rest, be merry. When it comes to insurance, and this is really what the readings are all about, we're talking now life insurance. We're not talking health insurance. The greatest life insurance that you and I can have is self-giving. And I mean that very sincerely, that you and I will not get to be where God wants us to be unless we empty ourselves of ourselves, give what God has given to us in the service of others. And once we have emptied ourselves of ourselves and given it all in the service of others, come our time to report. What have we done with all that God has given to us? The answer will be, come, for when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And we'll pose the question, well, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? Whatever you have done to the least of my brethren, you have done to me. For you look at his life hanging on the cross, one tremendous act of giving of oneself so that you and I could learn from that act of self-giving, because by his giving of himself, he brought us all into the family of God, opened up his kingdom for us to live with him forever, setting the example that if we want life insurance policy that is going to be good and everlasting, it is to give of ourselves as he gave of himself. So vital and important that you and I, as we look at so many things in life, look at the spiritual aspect of our lives and say, yes, Lord, you have given us much. May we, in return, give back to you what you have given to us. You will be ensured that you will be with him forever.